Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Avi Savar, the president at Suzy, an on-demand consumer insights platform for Microsoft, Hewlett-Packard, PepsiCo, and more. Mr. Savar, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, certainly our pleasure to have you. Looking forward to hearing from you and about Suzy as well. So for starters, and speaking of Suzy, tell us more about Suzy's mission and vision to kick things off today.
You got it. So, you know, Suzy, as you said, is an on-demand insights platform. Our mission is to enable human understanding. You know, we are advocates of the consumer, advocates of human beings, and we think that brands need to be empathetic and agile and understand what makes people tick and what actually creates value in the world. And so our mission is to drive human understanding, and we do that by creating and building cutting-edge, advanced software tools to help facilitate insights collection. And we have a network of over 1.5 million consumers who have opted in to apply to join our network. And we kind of combine the network of consumers with the software tools to give access to large enterprises, big brands, like some of the ones you mentioned, to be able to ask questions, to run iterative research, to get, one-on-one live video interviews. So we have a number of different types of activities that you can use the system for, and those activities will lead to insights gathering, which helps to make better, more informed decisions using, real data from real people. That's the high level.
A fantastic description on your mission and vision there at Suzy. Thanks for that, and a great place to start today. Now, as we know, traditional market research has been severely affected by COVID-19, preventing brands from connecting with their potential customers. Can you delve into how Suzy is addressing this problem?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the market research industry is a pretty sizable market, right? It's about, depending on who you ask and how far and wide you go, it's anywhere from 50 to, let's call it, $75 billion in an addressable market, right? And a lot of that is controlled by, incumbent market research agencies like the Nielsens and the Kantars of the world, and a lot of the new upstarts that are coming into the world like us, are trying to bring a software or technology first approach into the market. And COVID has impacted market research pretty dramatically because of that 50 plus billion in market. About 30 to 40% of that is in person, right? It's focus groups, it's in person surveys, all of that stuff is now gone. And so what's really happening is, just like every other industry, disruption has happened, and software or digital workflow, digital transformation has had to become, a key and integral ingredient in survival today, right? So if you're a brand and you're, trying to navigate this new world order, post-COVID and even as we re-enter in a post-vaccine world, behaviors have changed. People are different today than they were 8-9 months ago in the way that they operate, in the things that they buy, in how they interact with each other. And brands still need a way to understand that behavior. And really, the key driver of that today is technology. And Suzy is at the, kind of at the forefront of being able to allow brands to connect with consumers in real time with advanced methodologies and advanced tools. And in many ways, just like Zoom and Google Hangouts has become the new conference room and the new meeting room, and we're all changing the way that we work to be efficient in a post-COVID world, brands have to do the same thing. And we are, we're trying to create as much value as we can and push our roadmap as fast as we can so that we can better serve our customers and allow them to do the work that they need to do in order for them to be successful. We are pushing the envelope as fast as we can. We launched a product earlier this year called Suzy Live, which allows for customers of ours to connect via a video chat with consumers in real time. So, you know, can't really do focus groups in person anymore. So we got to bring the consumers to you and do it in a technology-driven way. So we're trying to think about, you know, again, how to best add value and how to help our customers navigate, you know, what is a highly disruptive time for them, and do it in the most effective way possible.
Of course, technology is crucial during this pandemic. Now, recently you launched Suzy Live, and you just touched on that a little bit. Tell us more about the launch here, if you would.
Yeah, thanks. So Suzy Live, you know, we launched Suzy about 3 years ago, and Suzy Live is really our first, you know, kind of adjunct product that we're super proud of. And Suzy Live, as I mentioned, is a video-based system. It connects to our audience. I mentioned earlier, you know, we've got a pretty robust audience of consumers who have opted in. And so now, you know, through our core Suzy Insights platform, you know, you can drive, you know, survey results. You can ask questions, both qualitative and quantitative questions. And with Suzy Live, you can also now take, you know, kind of take the next step and talk one-on-one with individual consumers. And so we launched that product a few months ago. You know, we came out of beta with a few customers, and really have been incredibly proud of how fast we were able to bring that product to market, and the response that we have had from our customers, just given the need, like the need and the requirement. It was almost like a relief in many respects for some of them to say, oh, wow, like just to be able to have access immediately to consumers based on specific demographic information, very, very targeted profile-based interviews. And so, you know, we launched that product, and within, you know, probably 30 days, you know, a large majority of our customers had already kind of signed up, and we're kicking the tires, and we're going to keep pushing that product forward going into 2021. And it's become a core piece of our offering. So, you know, what we're trying to do is bridge together both qualitative, which is, you know, Suzy Live, with quantitative, so that you can kind of tie both pieces together and really drive value in creating products that people care about, the products that, you know, products and experiences that are meaningful for consumers, and do it in an agile way.
Certainly some exciting news right there today. We're joined by Mr. Avi Savar, the president at Suzy, an on-demand consumer insights platform for Microsoft, Hewlett Packard, PepsiCo, and more. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I notice also Suzy closed a $34 million Series C. That's impressive. Can you tell us more about Suzy's corporate momentum here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mentioned we launched Suzy about 3 years ago. And in that time, you know, really grown the business from, you know, 15, 18 customers to now over, you know, close to 250 customers. And we've expanded pretty dramatically. We're over about 120 employees at this point. We'll probably be somewhere around 160, 170 employees by third quarter of next year. And I think, you know, the confidence that we have now in our business, in our unit economics, in our value proposition is just giving us, you know, a lot of wind in our sails. And the money that we just raised is going to, you know, product development, expansion. We're looking at a number of big initiatives for 2021, going into the end of the year, launching an open API. So really thinking about how we can take, you know, the value that we've created in a short amount of time. I mean, the company is only 3 years old, and really thinking about how we're going to continue to disrupt the market, how we're going to continue to develop, you know, groundbreaking products and services, hire incredible talent. I'm so proud of the team that we've put together, and continue to kind of run at the speed of light. And we're doing it, you know, we're grinding it out every day. The you know, the pandemic has shifted our entire business to being, you know, remote. We kind of punched out of our office in early March, and we're 100% remote at this point. And I think we'll continue to be generally, you know, 100% remote going into, you know, at least through the middle of next year. So, you know, from a corporate standpoint, you know, we're firing on all cylinders, and in many respects, you know, we're trying not to screw up this thing that we've developed that's getting a lot of excitement in the marketplace. And as we scale, you know, I think the challenges will continue to evolve as we think about how we get bigger and do more meaningful things. But right now, we're just, you know, putting our heads down, trying to build an incredible product and hire incredible people going into next year.
You've certainly got that momentum working in your favor. That is pretty awesome right there. Now, of course, we've mentioned the heavyweights such as Microsoft, PepsiCo, Crayola, and more that you do serve. Share a success story, if you would, in your key vertical markets, if you don't mind getting into that briefly.
Sure. I mean, you know, the thing that makes Suzy, you know, special, you know, outside of the fact that we're, you know, kind of the software plus the audience combined is we're very focused on the enterprise, right? You've listed a number of brands that we work with. You know, these are, you know, the biggest logos in the world. And I think the needs that they have are very different than a typical, you know, like a small or medium-sized business. And up until today, you know, up before Suzy, you know, really when it came to like online or digitally driven market research, you know, you have some big players in the space from, you know, SurveyMonkey and Qualtrics and a few others. But really, you know, in terms of iterative, high quality research in the enterprise for big brands, there's a lot of white space. And the need state for, you know, how we can help drive innovation, marketing, content, advertising, package design, you name it, from every part of what we call the commercialization funnel, right? So customers are using us for everything from figuring out what new products they should launch to how they should position those products in the marketplace to how much they should charge for those products to how those products should be designed and packaged all the way to, you know, how they should be positioned in the on the shelf if that's ultimately where they are going to end up. We've got customers in the entertainment space who are using us to test content ideas, to test talent. We have, you know, consumer packaged goods companies using us to test, you know, what flavors they should launch next and whether or not, you know, they should change their logos. We've got, you know, financial services companies thinking about how they should position their credit offers. So across a number of different verticals, from entertainment to financial services, food and beverage, CPG, you know, there are use cases for Suzy across the board. You know, where we thrive is obviously, you know, it's a B2C type of a model. And any brand that talks to consumers, you know, on a regular basis can benefit from access to our platform. And you know, like I said, I can point to a number of specifics, but most broadly speaking, you know, we work with innovation departments. We work with marketing and advertising groups and departments, and we work with insights and research professionals. So all within large organizations like, you know, Microsoft, Pepsi, et cetera, you know, they're massive organizations. They have tons of different departments, sub-brands, and we try to, you know, kind of help power, you know, as effectively as we can across their commercialization funnels, the insights that they need to be successful and drive growth and make data-driven decisions across, you know, across their different groups.
Avi, certainly appreciate your time spent with us here today. Your energy is contagious, and you're certainly doing an awesome job and offering an incredible service there at Suzy, and certainly wish you nothing but the best. In conclusion, any tips or takeaways you'd like to provide our listeners tuning in today?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, tips and advice is about, you know, creating value, right? I mean, at the end of the day, if you know, you're an entrepreneur and you're listening to this and you're thinking about, you know, how to extract and build value, it's about, you know, understanding pain points that exist in the marketplace and figuring out how to effectively solve those pain points. And or looking at you know, market opportunities that are ripe for disruption. And I think, you know, we've been very fortunate as an organization to be able to have a product that is, you know, and does create value, and do so in such a way that is, you know, digitally focused and software driven, which is highly scalable. So, you know, as an entrepreneur, you're always kind of looking for, you know, the big three, right? You need a great team, so it's all people. You need a big ass market. You need a big market opportunity, right? And you need an incredible product. And we're very fortunate that we are operating within a market that is very sizable. You know, in market research, we've got a really killer product that is valuable, and we're putting together a team that we're incredibly proud of that can take us into kind of the next stages of growth. So, you know, that's a long-winded answer to the advice question, which is, you know, kick-ass product, a kick-ass team, and a big-ass market. If you can pull all three of those things together, you know, that's the ingredients for, you know, lightning in a bottle.
I couldn't think of a better way to conclude with that kind of information and that kind of inspiration and motivation. Thanks for that, putting that fire under us to get us rolling here today. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could tap into Suzy and also get more information online. Where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find us at Suzy.com, Suzy.com. You can also, you know, connect with us on social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. But, you know, our website is probably the best place to go to learn about what we do. And if you're interested in kind of getting a demo of the product, you know, just fill out our contact form and we'll circle back with you. And if we can be helpful in any way, you know, we'd love to do that. So I appreciate the time that you've given me. I enjoyed, you know, our conversation. And if I can ever be helpful in any way, you know, I can be found online as well. My Twitter handle is at Avi Savar, AviSavar. And again, you can find us at Suzy.com.
And that is certainly easy enough. Again, Avi, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
My pleasure. I had a blast. Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Avi Savar, the president at Suzy, an on-demand consumer insights platform for Microsoft, Hewlett Packard, PepsiCo, Crayola, and more. And for all the details, visit Suzy.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.